KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this election eve, Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopod.
Tammy, good morning.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
How much caffeine and coffee do you have in the office here so far today?
We've got our go juice going on, so we're rocking and rolling.
Guys got started with the final morning of advance vote here about 25 minutes ago. How has the turnout been from your thoughts?
As of Friday, we were at 4.5% total turnout. We've had 720 vote in person. We had mailed out 396 ballots, and they've returned 200 of them, so just half. And it's been a little busy this morning with voters coming in already, so, you know, we're moving along.
Well, and then tomorrow is Election Day itself. Do you have all your volunteer poll workers ready to go? I know that you had them in your space last, I believe it was Friday, for an informative session. Everything set to go?
Yes. We had election school all day, which is required by law. And my wonderful volunteers showed up. They're going to do a great job tomorrow for me like they always do. And a big shout out to them because it's a long day. So voters, as you go to the polling place tomorrow, please tell them thank you. It is a long day and they do an amazing job. But yes, tomorrow is election day and the polls are open at 7 o'clock in the morning and they'll close at 7 o'clock p.m.
For folks that voted last time, is there anything really new about the election process versus, say, last year or previous years that they need to know about?
Absolutely nothing has changed. We are on course. There's nothing new that the voters need to know about other than just to remind them to bring their photo ID to the polling place when you go to vote. And the rest of it is so simple that it just goes quick.
Goes quick, and what about masking? What is in play there?
We are not requiring anyone to be masked, but we are cleaning machines after every voter, and PPE is on site if someone wants a mask or gloves, or we've deployed all of that stuff. So, I think we're ready and prepared.
Tammy, for folks that don't know how much work you guys have to do leading up to an election, maybe you can kind of let folks know kind of some of the processes that you have to work through either in gathering volunteers or organizing your office or even coordinating with the Secretary of State's office to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Oh, my goodness. It's kind of a joke across the state or maybe across the nation that election officials only work one day a week, and that is so not true. We start the election process months and months in advance of the election, and planning and attention to detail is super huge. We have weekly conference calls with the Secretary of State's office to keep us on track with what perhaps might be going on, like changes in election law or processes or stuff like that. So, and that's a statewide call. We are constantly adding new people to our election board worker list that want to work. Now, this is a smaller election, so I didn't get to use a lot of new people this time. But that I always encourage people that are interested in wanting to work the election in the future to send an application to me, come in, fill it out, and then we'll have it on file. So if we need them the next election, we'll get them on board. But there is a ton of planning, and when we're organizing the processes, we're getting the ballots built. We're organizing and deploying equipment, which is going on this morning. It's so much detail, but it's a good process and it goes smoothly.
Well, you mentioned that equipment, and we're fortunate that Lyon County made a major commitment in an upgrade in voting machines here for Lyon County a few years back. Now, Tammy, are they tested prior to the election? How does that work with the voting machines?
Yes, sir. They are tested. Every machine is tested before every election, and we make sure that they're calibrated and tabulating correctly, and it's all documented. So absolutely, that is one step in our process.
So how many voting machines do you have?
I have 106 that we have in inventory. But like this time, we're not deploying as many as that because it's a smaller election. So we're only deploying just right at 82, 83, something like that.
Tammy, have for folks that are concerned about the process and the vote security, can you tell folks about how Lyon County system keeps those votes secure so there aren't any issues? This doesn't sound like it's been a concern with this particular election, but it certainly was during the presidential election last year.
And are you referring to mail ballots?
Mail ballots, and also I think in case people have some questions about the touchscreens as well.
Okay. Well, the touchscreen machines that the voter actually votes on is nothing more than an electronic pencil and paper. It only puts selections on paper for the voter. The voter then has a chance to print that out and verify their selections before they put it into the tabulator. So the voting machine itself, it does not keep track of any count, any vote, any nothing. It just puts pencil on paper. It is secure. Our tabulators are secure. We run diagnostics and security checks on those every time. We run zero reports before we open the polls to show there are no votes already cast on that machine. That's what my election board workers do. And at the end of the day, we, when they run their reports, they also, each election polling place, will balance and reconcile the voters that came into their polling place. And so it's not just I said this is correct. It's all of my board workers saying, yes, this is correct. The mail ballots, I believe, are secure. We go through an application process to apply for a mail ballot. Name, address, date of birth, everything, signature is verified before we mail that ballot to the voter. And then when the ballot is returned to us, we also verify that signature and the date and the address and the voter's name and everything so that we know that that voter is the one that sent that ballot back to us.
In talking with Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopot as we gear up, or they've been gearing up, but we gear up for Election Day, specifically tomorrow. Polls open at 7 and close at 7 p.m. I've been asked this by a few people, Tammy, and maybe it explains it on the ballot when people vote. But, for instance, if we have a school board election and it says vote for three, do people have to vote for three or can they vote for one?
You can vote for whatever you want to vote for.
Okay.
Just because it says vote for three means you can vote for up to three candidates if you choose to. You don't even have to vote a race, and it won't matter. Every ballot is going to count because, like in the presidential election, there are a lot of people that only want to vote on the presidential race. And so they'll mark their selection for president, and they'll cast their ballot. And that presidential ballot is a long ballot because we have all the county and state candidates on it. So, yeah, you don't have to vote for things you don't want to vote for.
Okay.
And there's still, even though this is an quote-unquote off-year election, there's still a lot on the ballot here that is important here for local matters.
Absolutely, it's important. We're going to elect the candidates to our offices to govern our schools, which is so very important, and along with our city governments. And on top of that, then we have the sales tax extension question on the ballot. And so there's some major key things that people need to get out and vote on because that's local and that is upfront and personal to all of us.
All right. So, Tammy, again, till noon today and then 7 to 7 tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Tammy, thank you so very much for your time. As always, we appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow, and we will certainly be in touch throughout
Absolutely.
The day and evening tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopot is there gearing up. They're busy in the clerk's office even this morning prior to 7 o'clock. They've been active, and she said traffic has been decent this morning.
Decent this morning.
Advance voting, yeah.
Yep, I'm typically do the advance vote. I know you vote on the day of. I typically do advance voting, and I haven't done that yet, so I need to zip down and get that taken care of either today or tomorrow morning. So, but don't forget, our coverage of the election will be 7 o'clock or about 7:02, really, tomorrow evening. We'll be joining right after the polls close, and we'll have, as the results come in, we'll have candidate reactions, and we'll also be talking with those involved here with the effort to renew the sales tax here in Lyon County as well. So all that's coming up as part of our coverage tonight. Don't forget, we have the KVUE Community National Bank and Trust Voter Information Guide, which is still online at KVUE.com. So please refresh that and take a look at that here as you get ready for voting if you haven't already done so. Want to let you know that tomorrow our Newsmaker 2 guest will be Messiah Lutheran Church Pastor Eddie Hosch as we talk about the church's annual Harvest Home Festival, which is not that far away. November 20th is the date for that.
KVOE Live and a local, cloud cover, 42 degrees. Good morning, it is 8:36. Let's check the headlines now from ABC.
In Glasgow, Scotland, President Biden set to deliver remarks at the UN Climate Change.